Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Dr. David Snyder is our leader here at BIMI. Now, we work under a board of trustees, pastors who come from all over the United States to help us with that. But Dr. Snyder, being president and general director at BIMI, I guess that means you just sit in the office at your desk and have lots of money come in.
Yes, and drink lots of coffee. Yes, I enjoy it. Yes.
That's not quite the way it is it?
No. It's definitely something that keeps me very busy. And I often talk about changing hats. You know, I put on one hat, do one particular job, and then all of a sudden I'm changing hats and doing something else, but glad to serve the Lord in whatever way.
Well, you shared your testimony the first 3 days of the week, but I want you to tell us, I just call it the state of the mission.
Okay.
The government does that, the state of the union is often bad, but tell us about what God's doing here at BIMI in general.
All right. Well, yeah, glad to do that. There's so much that God is doing, and, you know, when you look at all of the things that are happening around the world. And well, I'll tell you what, recently you just listen to the news and you just kind of, I just shake my head. I'm just like, wow, that is amazing. And I see things that I think are probably fitting into prophecy, you know, and I'm not setting a date for Lord's return, but I think it's soon. And I just can't help but think God is really doing a work in these last days of calling people to his service, to missions. Now, I guess I could take a little rabbit trail here and talk about how I think there's a lot of those that are being called that aren't answering that call.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I wish that there would be more that would respond in obedience to that call. But nonetheless, I'm going to focus on there are many who are responding to the Lord's call for missions. And that's what excites me. And that's probably one of, if not the most exciting part of this job that God's given me, is seeing how God's doing work in hearts and lives. So, you know, in what I do, and of course, what you do and our directors do, one of the things that we do is we travel to churches and we have the opportunity to preach missions and talk about missions. And, you know, we inform Christians about the different things that BIMI does as far as informing others about missions when it comes to like Camp Bimini and what we do at Candidate School for those who are candidates and the global impact rallies that we're working on and going to be starting up here. So, you know, it's exciting to be able to present that. And then that kind of leads back to then BIMI gives us the opportunity to work with a lot of those folks that God does call and they respond to that call. So, hey, how can I learn more about missions? Well, come to Camp Bimini. So then we get to work at Camp Bimini for a week and talk all about missions with these folks. So, you know, it's exciting to see what God's doing in that respect. And then Candidate School, just last month in December, we had a great Candidate School. We had about 13 that were accepted as missionaries, which for December Candidate School, that's a good size Candidate School.
It is.
I wish there were more, but I'm thankful for the ones that God brought our way. So now they're starting out on deputation and we get to help them with the aspects of getting that started and doing what God's called them to do. I know that there's already been a little talk about this coming summer and there's already folks who've applied to be missionaries with BIMI that will be here this summer in June for our Canada School in June. So that's exciting. And I know folks are signing up for Camp Bimini and I'm hoping and praying that's going to be again, 2 full weeks that we'll be doing there. Been working with our Connect ministry and folks are signing up. And I think there's one of the trips that's already full. So, you know, that's another opportunity where we get to help people with that. So I'm excited to see how God's using BIMI in the realm of God's calling people to missions. Now, what do I do? And we get to come alongside and help them. And particularly those that God does call to be full-time missionaries, we're coming alongside not just them, but their local church.
Right.
And that's where it comes back to, because if someone who's called to missions wants to head to missions, they're going to need to get with their pastor and say, do we use a mission agency? And if so, which one? And I pray it's BIMI if that's what God has for them.
And so do I.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.